Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go.
Here we go. I got a question for you.
I am ready, baby. Let's go Mets. Wait a minute.
They lost.
Yep. Yeah, they did.
They lost too. Don't tell me. San Diego beat the Mets.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And my Pods lost yesterday.
Did they get swept?
No, they won five. They won
five
game two.
Did the Yankees get swept?
Yep. Yes, they got swept.
I can't see Philly losing to Houston.
Oh, God, yes.
Really?
Houston's good.
I can't see Philly losing to Houston.
Yeah, you think Philly's going to win.
I can't see Philly losing. I didn't mean it that way.
Right. Yeah,
I can't see Houston losing.
Houston wins so Dusty can get his World Series championship. But Philly,
boy, can he work a toothpick?
Oh, he can.
He can flip it.
He could go to the toothpick Olympics. Yeah, even at his age.
He can flip it. He can do anything with it. Yeah. I watch him work that toothpick, man.
He has had an amazing career. He's gotten fired or changed jobs three times after his team won 90 games.
Wow.
I mean, he's gotten Cincinnati fired him after they
He was
won
in
90s.
Cincinnati?
He was in Cincinnati, the Cubs, Washington.
Giants.
Giants, yeah. The Giants got rid of him, and then, you know.
Then they hired Bochy, and they won three rings.
Yeah, but and he was sitting around thinking he was done, and then Houston had the scandal, and they had to hire somebody scandal-free, so they brought in Dusty, and they have been in six straight ALCSs.
That's
and
incredible.
four World Series. Meanwhile, the Yanks have lost five straight ALCSs.
How long was he a player, Pat, Dusty?
Oh, quite a while.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
If it comes down to a Game 7, Houston and Philly, and Verlander, for some reason, is pitching for Houston, will he pitch more than six innings?
Well, Dusty lets him go. Dusty doesn't, he's not the Mr. Quick Hook, but depends upon how much he's used his bullpen.
Now, we've had game after game after game.
He's got an endless bullpen. I mean, yeah. He does.
Night after night after night, and now we wait till Friday.
Well, they have to set the schedule up ahead of time so the trucks can get there. It's not like the old days when you open 3 days after the last game of the
playoff. She goes well into November then.
Oh yeah, this
Not
year
well
they started late this year because of the lockout. They started a week late, so yes, they've been trying to get it done. They have to get it done before the first Tuesday of November, because Fox does not want to be having a World Series game in primetime
on the election night.
About this? I just looked this up. This is according to Dusty Baker's Wikipedia page. In 2020. Baker was one of three finalists for the Philadelphia Phillies job alongside of Joe Girardi and Buck Showalter. Girardi eventually got the job.
When did Dusty go to Houston?
On January 13th, the position for the managerial spot of the Houston Astros opened up as A.J. Hinch had been fired in the wake of the stealing scandal.
It took us 2 years to bust the garbage can thing. And
yeah.
It wasn't until 2019 that blew up.
Yep.
Okay. Well.
So how about that? He could have been the Phillies manager, but then got the Houston job.
Who's the Philly manager?
Rob Thompson, Joe Girardi got fired when they were 22-29 in early June this year. Rob Thompson's one of these guys. He was a good second baseman and been on eight coaching staffs, hadn't he? He'd been everybody's coaching staff, and they named him manager and started winning games. So,
how about that home run Bryce Harper hit yesterday?
Ooh, what a swing!
Oh.
Ball down away.
Whoa. 99 on the outer half of the black, and he just goes thump.
What's Judge's future?
Rich?
No, I know that.
Well, I heard a big discussion today on the MLB station. If they give him all that money, they really have to redo this team. If you don't give him all that money, he's going to sign with the Mets because that guy don't care.
Right.
That Steve Cohen doesn't care. And you think if you were owning the Yankees, do you want to be
You want crosstown Judge?
You want to see Judge, you know, hitting 40 home runs, 50 home runs across town and getting on the, you know, the tabloids aren't as important as they used to be,
right,
but getting all the publicity in town. I don't think so.
Plus, I love how fire Aaron Boone was trending when you guys hit $1.60.
Yeah, I think 183.
Is that what it was?
In the playoffs.
Oh,
in the playoffs. And I think they averaged 11 strikeouts a game. It was.
You know who they turned on in Yankee Stadium? They sure turned on Josh Donaldson.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the few good things these fellas did, getting rid of him.
He wasn't good in the room, was he?
No. He's a pain in the ass. But do they have they have to pay him again next year?
I think there's one more year.
One more year left, yeah. Well, he's, you know, his bat's slow. And,
yeah.
That is still, I think, one of the weirdest signings in Twins history. Why this team, that is this collection that had protected their money, and they hit the most home runs in the history of baseball, and they go out and give the biggest contract they've ever given to another home run hitter, which you didn't need. I still don't know why they did that. And he was 34, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't he 34 when they gave it to him?
I think so.
And he's a
Is he still drawing money from the Twins?
No, they don't pay him, but they got out of the – part of the deal was that, you know, they took Gary Sanchez, who's one and done here. But they were they paid him 92, and the Yankees ate the whole last 2 years of the deal. And then I think there's probably a buyout, too.
I'm trying to look that up.
But yeah, he ain't back.
They don't like him.
No.
But the problem is they're going to have to eat the – yeah, he's due – oh, boy, look at this. He's on the hook for 21.7 next year, and there's an option, a team option for 24 for 16 mil and an $8 million buyout for 2024.
Oh, they gotta give him eight?
Yes.
Ooh. When they said it was a $92 million package, it must have included the eight. Then.
So that was initially a four-year deal with a fifth-year option.
Yes.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah, he's a odd fellow, to say the least. And but why the Twins signed him? I think the Twins made him an offer to pretend like they were making offers, thinking somebody else was going to top
and
it.
And he said, sure.
Then they ended up getting stuck with him. That's what I think happened there. So anyway, how about the so the Astros let us have Carlos Correa. They don't sign him. And the kid's great.
Yeah.
And they're paying him $650.
Right.
$650. We're paying the other guy, you know, I don't have any complaints about him, but we're paying him $35. And the kid, you know, and what they'll probably do with the kid is next year or the year after, they'll give him a, you know, 6-year, $100 million buyout, the thing. But he ends up being the MVP. The MVP could have been, though, our guy, Ryan Pressly. Ryan Pressly saved three of the games. I wrote a column about him on for Sunday about his struggles here and how they ended up getting him. And he's a really good guy. I always liked him a lot. But I went back to 2017 because I had a column I wrote about him. He was down to spring training early, and I was talking to him in the minor league parking lot. And he had a truck. Look, a big old truck he'd driven in from Dallas, right? He lives in Texas. I said, is that a new truck? He says, it's a different truck. It's not a new truck. He says, it's got 50,000 miles on it. Yeah. He says, I went in and I said, and they told me what it cost. And I said, what?
Mm-hmm.
And he was single then.
Yeah.
He was single. And he had a used truck.
Okay.
And now he's got a $30 million contract for 2 years, this year and next year. And he's married to Kat Dolan, is it? A very well-known former Dallas Cowboys cheerleader.
No.
And they got two kids. They got two babies.
Right.
Yeah. So.
What about the truck?
And I said, Next time he gets a truck, he doesn't have to go, what? Yeah. You know, for $30 million, he's, put a few extras on that truck.
Whatever happened to that guy for the Reds who used the white athletic tape on his glasses and drove a beat-up old car?
Chris Sabo? Chris Sabo? Chris Sabo.
Yeah, he's not in baseball anymore.
No, he's out of it. He had a good career, though, but he was the cheapest man ever.
Oh, he's a man after my heart, though.
He used to show his car and show photos of his car.
It was like that Dodge Colt you had.
Yeah, right, but with the body all, you know, rusted out and everything, it was unbelievable.
Kat Presley has an Instagram account.
Yes.
Congratulations, Ryan.
You're looking her up, are you?
I am.
What was her, is that work related? Her maiden name?
Yes, very much.
What is her maiden name?
Well, she's just Kat Presley on her social media.
You can look up
Kat with a K?
Kat.
Rogers.
Kat Rogers.
Was her maiden name.
And she was a cowboy cheerleader.
She was a cowboy cheerleader, but just not part of the chorus. She was in a movie, and she was, she stood out among the Dallas Cowboys.
Boy,
she was special.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, she was.
You have her picture up there, Reaver?
Sure do, Joe.
Well, maybe I ought to take a look for work-related purposes.
Well, it's football season, so he's got to be a massive Dallas Cowboys fan.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Yeah, good old Texas boy.
Well, let me get in there.
Okay. You approve of that message, I would assume.
Okay. That's the missus, huh?
Yep. Holy cow. And to quote Bernsey, holy cow, is that the missus?
Holy cow, is that the missus?
That was Joey Browner.
Speaking of others.
Joey Browner.
Do you know who was at the Padres game in a suite?
Who?
In San Diego. Josh Allen. Apparently he's a massive Padres fan.
Why?
Now you even like him more.
I love him even more now that he's a Padres fan. He was at their second game.
So they had the week off, or did they play Thursday?
No, their game would have been at home would have been Friday.
Now they don't play on Fridays.
Thursday then. Because they played Sunday in Kansas City.
You know what
City.
You get to watch next Sunday night? You get to watch your boy Josh take on Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and they're a mess.
That could be 52-7.
That's right. They're a mess.
God, they're terrible. They lost to the Commies, who are terrible.
Yep.
The Commies are terrible.
How about the final?
They had 14-3. And at the end of the third quarter, they completed a pass to put them over 100 yards. And their eighth first down against this terrible team. Mm-hmm. And I didn't watch. I watched 10 minutes. He spent the whole time bitching under his breath at the receivers. What are we doing? They showed him on the sideline.
Oh, he's rolling his eyes.
What are we doing? Oh, he's got the bad body language, man.
How about the final play of the game, the incomplete pass or whatever happened? He's laying on the ground and someone's trying to pick him up. He's just leave me here. Just let me lay here.
You know who we need? Is Gay Talese still alive?
Yeah, no, he's long gone.
We need Gay Talese
to write
about
Rodgers.
A long Esquire piece on what apparently is the complete demise of Tom Brady personally and on the field, and how this golden boy is seen to be just it's just frittering away on him everything.
Yes,
everything.
Somebody put this on Twitter, and it looked like a serious account. But it obviously wasn't, about how he threw a tantrum in the locker room afterwards and said, I gave up my family for this. And then he threw a chair and it hit the ball boy. It hit a kid that was working in there as a ball boy, and he had to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. And they put this guy, they put that out there, and then it was being repeated as a tweet.
Reavers, as a baseball fan, maybe not a reading fan, you should read Gay Talese's piece on Joe DiMaggio.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Here's one of the quotes. Joe, said Marilyn Monroe, just getting off a plane from Korea, you never heard such cheering. Yes, I have, Joe DiMaggio said.
Joe does not come off well. No. I watched the Marilyn Monroe movie that's out there now. Yeah. Joe does not come off well in the...
Well, Joe was a bit
Joe
odd.
Was a bit of abusive. And Joe was... He was jealous.
Yeah.
I think if I was married to Marilyn back then, I would have been... That would have been apprehensive.
Might have played with your emotions.
I would have been apprehensive.
Well, anyway, the piece he could do would be just brilliant on Brady.
Yeah.
Just to get inside the whole
thing.
Well,
somehow he would get somebody to tell him what Joe was doing inside the restaurant mm-hmm. while he was waiting for Gay Talese to show up.
Right.
Remember that
right.
was
right.
he'd always find the source behind the, you know, to describe the scene that he was entering, you know,
but those,
before it.
The depictions of San Francisco and, mm-hmm. and the fishing and the, oh, Jesus, God, you got to, what was the title of it? You could look it up on the Google.
I can't remember. Who wrote the?
He game? Also wrote Frank Sinatra Has a Cold.
Yeah, and he wrote, who wrote the great, the Ted Williams piece, Hub Kid?
John Updike.
John Updike.
Hub Kids Bid Fan yeah. Adieu.
Yes, that was, God, those
You can
guys.
Smell the park.
Yes.
On that fall day.
The written word was sacred back
oh.
then.
They Red would, Smith, Great Expectorations.
Yes. Red Smith, would some of these guys would hang up their page that they copied on a clothesline and sit there and study it to see if they should change mm-hmm. a but to an and or something. Mm-hmm. You know, it was unbelievable. You know, how much. But then again, they had day games.
Yeah,
they didn't have. You didn't have a day game then. I was.
Plus, you can write on a train.
Yeah, that's true. You can write on a train with a typewriter.
What's the
sure.
title of it, Reavers?
I'm seeing a bunch of different things, and none of it's.
Well, I'll know the title if you tell me.
The Hero's Life.
Nope.
Where Have You Gone, Joe DiMaggio?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just to say Gay Talese?
Yes.
That's yeah. the one you want to read.
Okay.
Yes, it's fantastic.
In fact, why don't you call it
Joe
up
was
and
running,
print it out?
Joe was running his restaurant then, and it had passed its glory days. It was down on the wharf in San Francisco, right? DiMaggio's?
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And it apparently had run its course, closed not there long after, and he was sitting in the in an empty restaurant smoking a cigarette. He smoked, right?
Bats. Yeah. Was it in that piece where he'd go out walking during that 56 game hitting streak?
It might have been, yeah.
And just walk the streets alone at night.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. You know that Ted. That was the year Ted Williams hit 406. Mm-hmm. The last guy to hit 400, and DiMaggio won the MVP mm-hmm. in a landslide mm-hmm. over Ted that year. One reason being the writers did not. They worshiped DiMaggio,
mm-hmm.
who apparently, even though he was this dour, untrustworthy guy away from the ballpark, was answered all questions mm-hmm. and would occasionally take the scribes to dinner and stuff like that. So he was a PR guy where Ted would tell the scribes to go bleep themselves.
Go can the apricot.
Yes, 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 yes. Right.
Wasn't that the same guy that had the talking dog?
No, that was that's the joke where the guy goes in and to the bar and says, if my dog speaks, can I have a free beer?
Mm.
The bartender says, Jesus, you've tried this before, pal. Your dog can't talk. Well, he says, give me a chance. and he says, okay, tell him, who had a 56-game hitting streak?
Roof, roof, roof.
No. The guy says, get out of here. Get out of here. The guy says, give me one more chance. Come on. He was married to Marilyn Monroe. He had the 56-game hitting streak. He came out of California. Who was that guy's name? Dog looks up and goes, Roof. Roof. Okay, the guy says, you're out. They go out, they stand under a street light. The dog looks up at the guy and says, was it DiMaggio?
What was the originator of that joke?
You know? Uncle Paul McHale tells that joke. And when he told it, he called it the best joke he's ever heard in his life.
Oh my God.
But he told it the best way possible.
He was a family
you
character.
You knew Paul.
Yes,
yeah,
he
yeah.
was a family character with lifelong bachelor.
Oh, no. He married Burl and had kids. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's a lifelong, long-time Christian brother.
Wasn't there a... by the way, you know what I have here on my phone?
Hmm.
A friend of mine from down in New Ulm.
New Ulm.
New Ulm. Send me a photo of the new bishop of... New Ulm, the Bishop of New Ulm.
It's Ulm, New Ulm.
New Ulm. Chris Zielinski.
Yeah.
They took him pheasant hunting.
Oh, yeah?
On Sunday. He's a marksman. They
All
said
right.
he's a great, here he is. He's the big guy in the middle there. And they got some dead birds.
You get in trouble calling these bishops big guys.
he's the big guy in the middle. And they got six birds there, but they were out hunting. And,
guy's massive.
Yeah, he's a huge fella. He says Zelensky, he's a Polak, so I expect. So yeah, you know,
I didn't know they had a bishop.
They got a diocese down there. They still got some Catholics, you know, down there in that town.
I seen them.
Yes,
I told you I got off a train in Germany. It stopped. Alm,
yes. Yep. Hey, you should have, while you were there, Fulda is supposed to be in gorgeous
too.
Valley. Did you go to it?
I saw the town name.
Well, it's got a name like the Fulda Cut or something that was big in World War II. We had to send our troops through the Fulda Cut.
I didn't know that.
Because there were some Germans still hanging out there. And on the march to Berlin, we had to do away with some of those fellas.
What's the quarterback's name in Miami? Tagovailoa?
Tua. Tagovailoa.
We go with Tua. He got the Vikings. This is how lucky they've been. They didn't have to face him last week.
Boy, is he good.
He's good.
But here's the deal.
They were really good early. Then he got the concussion. Then a big traumatic reaction to it. You know, give the guy from summer saw smelling salts and put him back out there. Come on, what the hell?
Well, we don't know anything about this. How much danger is he in?
He's over it. He's over it.
Then how come Corey Cassie had to close the drapes on a room?
Because sometimes it doesn't leave, you know.
This one it left.
It's like everything. You know, some guys get cancer and it don't turn out too good. Other guys, it's okay. It's like, you know, anything.
So what you're telling me
like
is,
anything.
What so you're telling
the,
me
you
is.
You get the real bad ones or the real, the not so bad.
What you're telling me is if you own the Dolphins,
yes,
you tell Tua to get his ass out there. Come on, Tua, you're playing.
No, the league wouldn't let him. The league
no,
now.
But once he was cleared, you'd say, go get him.
Yes, hell yes. Right. He should have been playing last against the Vikings 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, come on. Go ahead.
Put a little dirt on it. Let's go here.
Come on. Slap him in the cheeks. Give him a little whiff of whatever. Remember the whiff stuff?
Yeah. All the trainers had one.
They were doing basically to wake him up. So
Zambi had a tube of that.
They were doing it to wake him up so they could still play.
My God.
I told you, my first thing to that was my brother came home. He was the Fulda quarterback, and they were playing Laverne, which they should have never been playing. Laverne was three times bigger than Fulda. And he never came home when he came home Friday nights. And he shows up and he tells me he got kicked in the head in the second quarter and didn't remember anything that happened the rest of the game, even though he continued playing.
Really?
Yeah, you know, he got kicked in the head, and that was the – I wonder what that was.
Did they win?
Oh, God, no. Not against Laverne.
Hated Laverne.
But they probably had four plays back then, you know.
Right. Run left, run right.
Okay, yeah, they didn't. It wasn't exactly exactly an aerial circus.
I'm glad you brought that up. You got to explain to me the new rules for the playoffs in high school football. Because we're now reseeding everybody based upon.
Wait a minute. Are we done with the regular season?
Yes.
Yeah. Playoffs start tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
So
I start in all classes except 6A, which doesn't start till Friday.
So I was down in Faribault on Friday. I emceed the Hall of Fame banquet. It was great. And I ran into a couple guys associated with the football team. Apparently, Faribault has to drive all the way up to Wilmer for their first section game.
Size.
Long of a trip.
It's 3 hours.
Well, it's because of the
size. Where's Wilmer?
Now it's not 3 hours. But
sure
it's,
it is.
It's a good two.
It's just Western Minneapolis, isn't it?
No.
My God.
It's an hour and 20 minutes out there.
Oh, God. I don't think it's
3 hours. Maybe I'm thinking of Hutch.
You got to cut across. You don't
Well, they played Hutchinson last year. Okay.
But that's because of the size of the towns. It's all based on what classification you're in. Faribault is probably 4A, right?
Yes, 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Okay.
Well, nothing.
That's a long way to go for an ass kicking.
That's what I was saying. Well, because I was getting kind of excited because I was told that there's a decent chance Faribault was going to have to go to Jordan tomorrow night, and I thought, all right.
That'd be good.
It'd be good for me.
Do they have to go on a regular school bus?
I would assume so.
I think probably two, huh?
Yeah, but, probably.
Wilmer's, I saw they beat somebody pretty good, so
yeah.
So that could be
I got a theory.
What?
But I don't know what to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
when I've been thinking about it ever since I realized or read in your paper that the Vikings have 29 assistant coaches.
Yes.
Okay, look at me now. Focus. 29.
Yes, I'm ready.
They all teams apparently must then.
They are top half, but they're not number one.
Okay, 29 assistant coaches. Yes. I haven't figured out yet how that's screwing things up, but it's screwing things up. There's too many cooks in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
That's as far as I've gotten with the theory.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Something's wrong somewhere, but it hasn't manifested itself yet.
It's just a tremendous waste of money.
Yeah. I will say
this. Well, the Gophers got, when you count the assistants of the assistants, they got 18.
How do they fit
something.
On a plane? How do you get them all on one plane?
I don't know. They must be renting jumbo jets or some damn thing.
I don't like it. There's too many, and I haven't figured out yet what that's causing, but it's causing something.
We've come a long way since Bud had five.
Yeah, five.
And one of them was in charge of bargains.
And one of them was in charge of food.
Buzz was in charge of making sure nobody paid retail for a refrigerator.
Right.
The best, though, is I don't think the Gophers have enough captains. How is the backup quarterback a captain on the team on Saturday night when they got edged by Penn State? What an ass-kicking that was, by the way.
Here's, I jumped on the PJ bandwagon before the Michigan State game,
yes,
I want to say.
Yes, you did.
And I regret that immensely. But you're going to start the freshman quarterback, right? Mm-hmm. The kid.
Kelly Kanaki
cat? Yeah, whatever his name is. Yeah. Yeah. He's a Greek fella. I think he must be a Greek kid from Illinois. I bet his mom can cook. But... you can't say, go out there and don't try to do anything.
Right.
Right? Don't pass.
Right.
Don't, just hand off. By the way, we're playing in front of 100,000 people. This team's way better than us. We got no chance to beat them 13-10, so we got to score some points. But don't you try to score any points. Just run four plays and punt. What the hell? God, what an approach.
Well,
what an approach that was. It was just a joke.
The interception to the 13 said everything you need to know about what to expect that evening. Kid makes a great play. His brother plays for Mississippi State. I can't remember. The defensive back for the Gophers. Makes an incredible interception in return.
Run three times and kick a field goal.
I couldn't believe it.
Run three times and kick a field goal. We got to take this field goal because, boy, oh, boy, that'll give us a 3-0 lead, and that might hold up. You know?
Right. Maybe they'll have 9 turnovers.
God almighty. That was brutal.
The Wolves have San Antonio twice this week.
And
both at home.
Three times in their next four
games.
How
does that work?
They started this in their pandemic schedule, and then last year realized it saved them some money. So there's probably about three instances where you go someplace
and
play
there.
A team twice, and then there's
they
some
got
of
them
that.
Tonight, and they got them Wednesday night.
Yeah, that's stupid. Tonight they'll have about 10,000.
And I can only presume that San Antonio doesn't go anywhere tomorrow to play. They must just stay here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They stay here, and then I think the Wolves go there Sunday. And they play somebody else at home first. So.
Friday, they got the hated Lakers.
Oh, who, by the way, stink.
Oh, they're bad
again. Old and bad.
Well, I'm glad they're saving money because if there's one thing the NBA needs is cost cutting. They're not making nearly enough money with that television contract.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, I was there Friday, and they managed to fritter away that one, man.
Is Utah any good?
Yeah, they're not terrible, but they traded their two
they got rid of everybody.
Two better players, the Mitchell and Gobert. But they took 50 threes and made 20 of them.
Wow.
We don't guard the three. We just let them fire it away.
I love how Silver said he was asked about tanking because there's this kid, the 7'4" kid that everybody wants to get.
Kid from France.
France. And he said, we're monitoring the tanking closely. No, you're not.
What can you do
about it? What are you going to do? Are you going to relegate a team that's trying to get this kid in the draft?
Well, this French kid, but his name is...
No, I don't remember.
Wanda Nalanga or something. So he's obviously he's a kid of African heritage, I believe. But,
did you pay any attention to golf this weekend?
How about, I was going to mention that. I'm glad you brought it up.
I didn't pay attention.
I watched the end of it. Boy, did Rory, as the poster boy for the anti-livers, right? He picked a good time to start winning again, didn't he?
Yep.
Wow, has he won the last two he's played in? Because I don't think he played. Yeah, I mean, he'd won this one last year. So
this must have been a big deal tournament. The field was extraordinary.
They had a great field. Yeah, they did have a great field. It's down there, and is it
might
be
South Carolina?
Might be near Hilton Head. I don't know, somewhere in north, some resort area. They were bragging about the golf course. I think it's fairly new, but yeah, he picked a good time to win again. Although on 18, Joe, he's got a 2-stroke lead, and he's got a 30-foot putt, and he hits it 12 feet past. Ooh. It was unbelievable how hot it was. And then the Japanese fellow that had a 12-footer missed it, so then he could dally it up. And mm-hmm. otherwise, he would have had to try to make this 12-footer. By the way, many years ago, Alyssa Heron told me that the South Korean and Asian players were taking over the women's tour.
Right.
And she said, the men are coming.
Yeah, they are.
She said, the men are coming, and they are not. I don't think they're going to take it over like they have the women's tour, but every week there's two Koreans, a Japanese guy, and a guy from Thailand in the top 10, right?
I still got to get those stronger cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Pat gave you the tutorial last week.
Hon Lee. Mm-hmm. I can't even read these names. Kims, there's a lot of Kims.
Yeah, in the top 10, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're coming. And they show it. They're not, those guys, we're not going to be there this week. They're
Tom Hoagie, no, he's from Fargo.
He's from Fargo, yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yes.
He's not Korean.
No, Hoagie.
Hoagie.
Yeah. let's see, what else? Oh, World Series. Joe.
Yeah.
Is there anything... I've done a rant on this already today. Is there anything that would be more annoying than being a fan at a postseason baseball game? That somebody gets to 2 strikes, and you got to in the first inning, you got to get up and wave your damn, sit down, shut up, watch the ball game, and if somebody hits a double, get up and cheer.
Right.
Okay? It's baseball. Let us... digest it.
You know
Let
why?
Let us talk about it.
You know why
Let
that
us
is?
Say to the guy next to us, hey, did you see that? Don't have some front-running jackasses who haven't been to a game.
There,
in
you just 10 identified
years
the problem.
Standing up and doing this. You get the woman, you know, the suburbanite woman covering her face in anxiety. She hadn't been to a game in her life.
Right. No, that's never, right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, she her kid plays soccer, for Christ's sake.
I saw this watching the game, and the worst are the San Diego fans.
Oh, yeah. They haven't been there for 20 years.
They had
years.
A group shot of, and they were nice seats, so you know that this was some gal that had been brought to the game from, for, you know, whatever. And he kind of nudged her like, hey, oh, yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. You know, it all started.
No idea what's going on.
It all started here. We ruined baseball.
With the Homer Hankies.
I wish, in retrospect, we hadn't won either of those World Series.
No,
wish,
you don't.
I wish they hadn't. I wish they had gotten swept in all four of them.
You
so
got a lot of those.
Watch this.
You got a lot of the front row women who've never been to a game before, and they're just on their phone.
Oh yeah, but then they got to wave.
Then somebody nudges them, and they stand
two
up.
Two strikes. They gotta get. Ah, God Almighty.
Didn't take long to go downtown Philly last night and raise hell.
Oh, by the way, not only do we have the only unbeaten NFL team and the Phillies, but their soccer team is in the. semifinals.
Wow.
Or they might be in the finals.
The Philadelphia United?
Let's see how the Flyers are doing.
They're almost the United.
Oh, they're Union.
The basketball team is 0-3, though, and everybody's ripping the hell out of them.
The Flyers are a point out of first place in the Metropolitan Division.
Yeah, well,
behind
Pittsburgh. We'll talk about them a little later. I'm sure that, you know, you must feel like a jackass, though, when you go to a... Union soccer game while the Eagles are unbeaten and the Phillies are going to the World Series, and you're sitting there acting like this means something. Nobody cares.
Give me my scarf.
Nobody in Philadelphia cares. They could care less about some damn soccer game, but sit there and sing your songs, you lunatics.
I did forget to play this. Patrick, I apologize greatly because I forgot to play this on the anniversary when you made your appearance in Garage Logic on Friday.
Smith is going. And a hit to left by Gant. And Lonnie's trying. They're going to get him, perhaps. He's safe. And now Gant gets back to first, and he's out.
I don't know, Jack. It looked like Herbeck pulled him off the bag.
Not a chance.
I think the Braves have a legitimate complaint right here. Ken Herbeck makes the tag. And watch the momentum of Herbeck pull Gant off the bag. He pulls him off the bag. I think that's a bad call right there.
Oh. You're out. You're out.
And Herbeck just goes, go back to the dugout.
Hey, you know what they called up. They threatened to kill. They threatened to kill my bleeping mother. He didn't mean that in a bad way about Tina.
No.
He meant those guys. They called, you know, they all had these
fake
pseudonyms.
Names. Yeah.
But the Ken Herbeck room, Herbeck room was for Tina and his wife.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And Tina answers the phone and they're, I'm going to kill you. What the hell? You know,
oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, God. That is a great moment in sports.
Every time I see that clip, I watch it 50 times because it's so fantastic.
And about a year later, remember the guy comes sliding back into first and he landed on him and the guy came like, he like belly flopped him like with his whole 260.
Well, what else?
And I ever wrote a column about he remained the undefeated champion of first base wrestling. Never lost a match in first
base. What's great is you forget that was game two here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when they introduced the lineups in game three, and he goes, thank you, because they're just booing the hell out of him.
There couldn't have been a better guy.
No, not a chance.
Agitate.
Oh my God. He dips the cap and he's.
So what was the ruling?
There's no replay then.
So he was out.
The guy at first called him out. Very enthusiastic.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
And both Gann, I think it was Pat Corrales, was the first base coach. You're like, are you what? And he's like, nope, he was out.
Now, today, that would be a replay.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, today, he'd be suspended.
Today, it probably wouldn't even be a replay.
They probably would have said.
I think home plate umps are reliably accurate on those balls.
It's amazing
and
how good
they
really
are.
It really is. And they miss one like this, and it's, that wasn't a strike.
Yeah.
You know. Okay, you get back there and judge a 100-mile-an-hour fastball.
Yeah, they're all throwing too damn hard. And,
if I was an ump, I'd want to get together with all my fellow umps before a game and say, let's make it our goal to not have a replay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they can request them. There's nothing you can do about it.
Because they're going to get replaced by robots.
The behind a plate,
They're doing it in minor leagues.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it for me, then.
I'm with you. I think that's the end of baseball.
I want a big, fat ump out
You know
there.
What, though? About when they started the computer about 15 years ago to make these guys more accurate, it's worked. They are really good. You get a guy once in a while who's terrible.
Especially with the important games, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The trouble with it now, though, is... You can't sit in a clubhouse before the game and say, okay, Herbeck's got the plate, boys, be swinging. Because you don't know if the guy's, if he's missing pitches, it's not like he's got a pattern for missing pitches. It's like when John Herbeck umpired, a strike zone was a foot off the outside corner and you just had to swing at it. So he wanted to get out of there. So.
His momentum cure. I don't know. It looked like he got pulled off the bag. I just love that call. You know what else you learn is McCarver is a really condescending color guy, isn't he? Or is he doing that on purpose?
I don't think so.
Through the various clips that have surfaced through that World Series.
condescending. I don't know if that's the word.
But I guess the way I see it is...
a really good guy, by the way.
Is he just doing the game for the baseball fan that's maybe watching a World Series game for the first time?
We mentioned the Uncle Paul before.
Yeah.
He taught McCarver.
Really?
He had him in high school.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What, some Catholic school in Illinois or something?
St. Louis, someplace.
Oh, St. Louis. Yeah, he's a St. Louis guy. Yeah, he is. Yeah, yeah, McCarver's a local. That's what
he started. He had Rocky Blyer, too.
Started off as he was a Cardinal for, what, 12 years?
Long
or something.
Time.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Rocky Blyer, Vietnam vet.
Mm-hmm.
Famously.
From Appleton, Wisconsin.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyway, yeah, Herbie, God love you. thank you for that moment. It was, what a character, what a beauty. Last time I saw him, well, I saw him at the ballpark a couple of times, but there's a little gas station out in Bloomington, the Star Tribune Credit Union's out there now. So I stopped there, and I stopped at this little gas station there, and whenever I need gas, and Herbie pulls up and says, "What the bleep are you doing here?" You know, "Hey, I drive all the way from Golden Valley to get gas here." He says, "This is my station. You don't have to be here." You know. So.
I had to look up this quote: Bob Gibson on Tim McCarver. Mm-hmm. McCarver walks. McCarver came out to talk to Gibson on the mound, and Gibson growled at him and said, "Go back behind the plate. The only thing you know about pitching is you can't hit it."
Wow.
I love that.
My famous trip from Baltimore to Philly for the 76ers game two versus Portland in that final with Walton, whatever, Portland beat him four straight a long time ago, in the 70s with Ron Shuler. We ended up drinking after the game in Philadelphia with McCarver, Carlton, and Shoes buddies. I was in there. I just kept my mouth shut and listened to them tell stories. But McCarver was in there and a bunch of other guys. And then steered her home back to Baltimore at 4 o'clock in the morning as the sun rose above the Chesapeake Bay. Oh, thank you, God.
Thank God I didn't drive into the Chesapeake Bay.
All right.
Hey.
That's enough.
More than they deserve.
It is. It's more than they deserve.
Thank you. You have heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Roycey is a paid endorser.